This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh, no. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Settle in. We're thrilled. We are joined by two special guests from Extreme Sisters, Jess and Christina. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. Guys, they're on the same screen. We're staring at their faces. It's amazing. They're here in the flesh.
Christmas has come early. I can't believe it.
So before we get into like everything from the show, we have a few questions just to get to know you, figure out where you're at. First question is, do you guys watch reality TV? And if so, do you have any favorite shows?
We do. Yeah, we do. I wouldn't say we're like reality TV junkies, but yeah. The only thing I do watch is reality TV. I love all TLC shows.
Yeah,
I love all TLC. I love, yes, of
all
course.
The 90 Day Fiancé shows, of course. Like, who doesn't love those?
Yes.
Yeah. What else? We like the Kardashians. Okay. But you know, I'll be honest, like, is crime show? Those aren't reality television, is it? Crime documentary? Like,
true crime? Love true crime.
Stuff like that. Love that too. So, and no, I will never be on a true crime show, guys. Okay.
I don't think so anymore. After the first episode, I thought so, but not anymore.
I agree. Like, I think we said initially when we first saw you that you may take John out into the forest and you would never see him
in the trunk.
But I think that's changed.
Maybe he'll kill you. I'm not sure, but we'll find out.
Okay.
Do you watch Housewives?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Do you watch Housewives?
I have before, but no. Yeah. Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, not familiar.
God bless. Wow. We're TLC all the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Ride or die.
We're brand loyalists. That's great. Okay. Yeah. Who was born first?
Me, Jessica.
Ooh.
13 minutes. She actually
13. Wow.
Yeah, she didn't want to come out. She was breached. I was breached. I think I was just like, I know that my life's gonna be shitty for a little bit, so I want to stay where I'm at.
You guys aren't those people that like remember that early, right? There's like people who have memories of being like, are you like that? Like you remember being very young? Okay.
No. I mean, I still know. I have some pretty young memories though, really? Of us being close. Yeah. 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 But not when you're really popping out of mommy. No, not that young.
Not that early.
Are you identical?
Yes. Yeah. Same DNA. Mm-hmm. Egg split.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so when you were breached, did the doctor turn you and then you came out head first, or how did that happen? Is that why it took 13 minutes?
No, this was back in the 80s when they just used forceps or whatever and like just
and
broke her collarbone.
You came out feet first.
Wow. No, I came out butt first.
Butt first. Wow. And you broke her collarbone?
My collarbone was shattered. I mean, I had swollen eyes. Oh, we were like 9-pound babies.
God.
Oh, you were big. Babies.
Wow. Yeah. See, nowadays, you know, they were just, my mom probably would have had a C-section, now with the new age for this thing. But back then, I think she's probably smoking a cigarette too.
You were each 9 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow. She had a 20. Oh my God.
And my mom had no stretch marks.
Wow.
No
what
stretch
a
marks.
Woman.
Did you guys have, how many kids do you both have? Two each?
One. Yeah, well, she has one. I have two.
Okay.
So, awesome. And my kids are, they're considered Irish twins. They're only 11 months apart. And it's so interesting because I'm starting to see how they resemble even how I was with my sister being an identical twin.
Yeah.
They're so close. Like they want to sleep together every night. They want to do everything together. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are already acting like twins because they're so close in age.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's probably my fault. I always have them together.
But we've only been pregnant twice, both of us. And we were pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, because I had a miscarriage. My first pregnancy, so we would have the same age kids, We were actually pregnant, what, the same month, everything. And this was not planned. This was nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. We've always had our journeys together. And then my son's only 4 months younger than her daughter.
Oh, that's so nice. Wow. They're all the same age. So can you tell us a little bit about like when you knew? I heard you, Christina, talk about like in high school, you started to have psychic abilities. When did that like start for you guys? Was it at the same time? Was it different? What did that look like?
I feel like it started with me first. It was the same time, but you were the one that came to me. It was the dog vision. I remember I started coming to her about it first. Like, wow, this is something really weird is going on. Mm-hmm. I kept seeing these really vivid visions. And then within 15 minutes, that event would like occur. And I was like, what the heck is this? You know, but my mom was in that world too. So we're kind of open to it, but it's still, I was like, I'm just trying to be a normal kid.
You know? She had a shop that sold like stuff for candle, like spiritual stuff, cards. It was a spiritual store. So we grew up in that world, but we didn't want any part of it. So, but we were giving predictions on the school bus, like in high school, and not even realize we were doing it. Like, oh, that's you, you know, like my best friend is like, oh, you're going to lose your virginity to him. You're going to have, this is going to happen. This, I mean, we were spitting out all these things and they've all came true. You know, it's crazy. Like even our friend, we're like, you're going to marry this guy and you're going to have 3 kids and they're still married. I mean, this is in high school.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we were doing it and not even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. You said a dog vision was her first vision.
Yeah, that was my first vision. That's
well, you had seen a white poodle, right, with the girl walking.
Yeah, I seen this older woman walking a dog, and I saw the buildings. I saw everything. It just like flashed and almost like took over me, and I just dismissed it like, what the heck, and I just got rid of it. And then within 15 minutes, that exact same thing happened.
Yeah,
and then it started happening in like groups, like phases. It's almost like the universe was trying to awaken me, mm-hmm. because it started happening in phases. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, here we go again. I'm getting all these visions again. This is gonna last for about a month, and mm-hmm. I would just go for the ride. And then, I mean, we didn't really share this on the show, but my sister and I, we were both enrolled in nursing school after high school, mm-hmm. and we both became mysteriously ill. It's like the universe was saying, sorry, girls, that's not your path.
Really.
Mm-hmm. We were bedridden for 2 years. We both gained, I topped 300 pounds. We gained 150 pounds each. Mm-hmm. We both even did this illness together. She got sick and all of a sudden, next thing you know, it was happening to me. And we were doctors didn't know what was wrong with us. But now that we look back, we realize it was the universe aligning us, putting us on a different path, because if we wouldn't have suffered together like that, and the, you know, the universe made us stop. Mm-hmm. And we had nothing to do but to heal and to learn how to use the power.
And that's when we started using our gift. We're like, okay, like what is, you know, and we started becoming,
that was our first, that was the first time we knew we were healers, when we started using the power of our own energy to heal our mysterious illness.
Wow.
And to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm. So you never figured out what it was?
No.
Wow. You just started getting better.
We manifested it. I started putting like, you know, I'm healthy on the walls. I started on the treadmill. I'm skinny. We started putting the weight we wanted on the scale. We started learning what manifesting was, and we just started manifesting our life. And then here we are.
Wow. Crazy. Okay. Speaking of manifesting, I have to ask you about your car, because people have messaged us.
Everybody. Like,
what's going on here? What's your vehicle? Don't you have children? How are you driving this? Is it a McLaren? What's going on?
No, it's so funny. I'm getting so many DMs and everyone's asking me about this car. I'm like, I feel like the car needs like a paycheck.
Right.
The attention it's getting. No, it's a 2019 BMW i8 Roadster.
Okay.
So it's my fun car. You know, I have a mom car. It's a Volvo, which is like the safest car you can have, because that was really important to me. And then that's my car I take out on the weekends when I don't have the kids.
Okay, good. People were wondering. Wow. We had to ask. Okay.
What was your dream car? It was my dream car. I actually manifested that car. I was driving a Nissan. My credit score was super low. I was like, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to have the car of my dreams. But I took a BMW emblem and I taped it over my Nissan emblem on my steering wheel, and I would manifest that I was driving a BMW. Picture you're driving it. Yeah.
And then that's great. It works. That's amazing.
It works.
Okay. So we have to ask about your relationship and just kind of where you guys are now, but kind of historically, have you always had challenges in your relationship when one of you is in a relationship, if that makes sense? Like, does your relationship change when you're with a partner?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's like, I think, been one of the hardest challenges. Like, you know, sisterhood, it's like such a gift. It's amazing to have such a close bond, but there's challenges that come with it. And I would definitely say it's affected our love lives for sure.
Yeah.
I think we got to find a way to get through that. And like,
well, yeah,
if she had it her way, she, you know, she'd be like the Sailor Sisters and just marry us.
Yeah. I think my goal,
I was going to ask,
my life and goal is that our relation, our boyfriends are best friends, and you know, we're always hanging, not always hanging. I'm not like glued to the hip, but I mean, you know what I mean? You can come over and like not even knock and get my fridge and do whatever. And you know what I mean? That's just how I live and how I love and yeah. what I want. I want the next guy I meet, I want him to be friends with you.
And would you want to live on a compound? Like where you all
yes,
live together?
That's actually that's my goal. I want to buy property and have us live on a compound.
Christina, you're not answering.
I bet it's going to happen.
I think we need to get through, like, I feel like we have some stuff we need to work out to make sure that it, like, it's, everything's aligned.
I'll go to Orlando. How about that?
Is that code word for John?
Are you with John? Are you still with John?
I am.
Wow, you're still together.
Jess, you're still together.
How do you feel? Have you improved your relationship?
He's blocked me and we're not talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's
no. How did you going through some stuff right now. We're definitely going through some stuff. It hasn't been easy, but we're trying. I mean, obviously, like watching the show, it's been hard. It's brought back a lot of you know, unresolved feelings and emotions that we went through during that time. And I think we're still trying to figure out how to work through that, like how to navigate.
And I'm just a firm believer, like that's the past, and we say sorry and we hug each other and we move on. You know. So where's John? Is he?
He's okay. Get him over here. I'll give him a hug. Let me just give a hug and say sorry. We're taking a break. We're taking a break to like, and it, honestly, like me and my sister, this is, this podcast reunited us. We haven't spoke in about
a week or two.
Not by my choice.
Oh, that's great. That's you would never know. It seems like that's sweet.
So you guys
will always come together. We're just, we're trying to figure out what to do next. We're trying to figure out.
I'm so happy you're sitting next to each other. It's so nice to see you sitting next to each other. You can feel the energy through the computer screen. I just am loving it so much.
So Christina, like for you, ideally, what would it look like for you to be in a relationship and obviously have a close relationship with your sister? Like what is missing in your guys' current balance?
You know, I think Jessica, I think she needs to just be more accepting. She has to understand that we are two different people. And we're going to want different things. And I just feel like if she can accept that, hey, this is who I've chosen, and it may not be your perfect situation, but that shouldn't be important to you. Just my happiness should be, and just to accept it and have no judgment. I feel like if we could just approach like my relationship like that, I feel like we will all just, I think, get along so much better.
I'm trying. I'm trying to do that. And for me, I think that if you can just still be who we, like, not change our dynamic and our relationship and own that,
and say, hey, we are close, and let me feel welcome and be part of the family. Like, I don't think we have to change. Our sisterhood doesn't need to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why can't we still be close? And
which, like, why am I not welcome there? Why am
you? Well, you are. You are welcome there.
Well, I feel like it.
But I think that, like, I've been on a spiritual journey myself, and I've been doing a lot of growing, and I've been trying to do a lot of self-realization. And I have always made my life about us. Mm-hmm. And it's always been us, we. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, who am I without you? And I'm so grateful that it's been tough for me. Change is always hard when you go through a change, right? It takes a minute. You're like, oh, I don't like this. I see the beauty in it, and I'm also evolving and growing. But I also know that life is truly about your ride or dies and love. And so many people would be blessed to have a twin. Let's embrace that part. Okay, I'll stay out of your relationship. Okay,
but out. No, I'm just kidding.
Jessica, do you feel any resentment that your marriage ended and you were super close and now Christina wants to kind of make that separate?
I think there's hypocrite. I call her hypocrite. Okay, because I think it's a little hypocritical. But at the end of the day, hey, you know what? We got to start somewhere. If this is how it has to start, this is how it has to start. Is it ideal? No. But I'm a firm believer that I just want peace, love, happiness.
Moving forward.
Like, that's why blocking me from the show from like a while ago, I think, like, that's the past. Like, what is the now? How am I treating you guys now?
But I love that. I love that about you. And I want you to always be like that. For me personally, I just have to set some boundaries and I have to do some healing, you know, and it's requiring me to have a voice within myself and not just like our voice.
But I have a voice too. So we both have to have our voices. We both have to understand each other. You guys,
I love this. Like, no, I can watch this. This is a dream. This is a dream come true.
You guys just talk. We'll sit here.
I'm on cloud nine. Do your visions happen? So you said you had a dream where her and John were not together. So I was thinking, do your visions always happen in when you're conscious awake, or is it when you're dreaming? Or are
they come when they want to come. They come when I'm dreaming. They come when I'm half dreaming. They come when I'm awake. They come when I'm, you know, they just come whenever. And you guys got to keep watching.
Are they usually for down the road? Is it you? Do you see far down the road, or is it usually something that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks?
It's a great
far point. Down the road.
Far down.
Oh, but yeah, both. So, sometimes our visions are like,
you know. Here's the thing: time's man-made anyway. Time's something that we all made. We made calendar. The universe don't care about time. It's the story. So we focus on the time. My visions don't have time. My visions has the story.
Yeah.
Like the first time where I'm trying to be really like conscious of the present and not automatically go, oh, you know what? It's going to end. So why don't I just, you know, give up now? It's
that's
like,
the problem.
We tell each other everything. Like I told her how our marriage was going to end. I told whatever, I told her every little detail and it was right. But, ooh. And I agree. So we're going to do that. Let's do that. Let's not tell each other.
That's the problem.
And then once we ask, how about that?
Yeah, but okay.
Where do you see your moving forward in an ideal situation, what part is your sisterhood of like your entire life? Is it the center? Is it a support? Like, how do you see that moving forward for a healthy space for both of you?
I think we're going to see it different. So you can go.
Yeah, I think we're going to see it different. It's always been the center. And I think it always will for me be the center as long as there's healthy boundaries and I'm able to have a life of my own too.
Okay. And Jess?
Am I the center though?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't even feel like I'm like way down there on the pole.
Well, right now, yeah, because you haven't been very easy to.
Yes, I have.
I am so loving and so nice and so peaceful. What are you talking about?
Is John have the same characteristics as Christina's ex-husband? We have never met him. He's not on the show, right?
No, he's been on the show. Oh no, Christina's no, husband.
Not Christina's.
Jessica's.
He needs to come. Like if you know when we have a season two, right? Not if.
Yes.
So he's not against being on the show. It just didn't work out.
No,
that
he's
way.
Not against it. No. Okay. I spoke to him recently. I just got off the phone with him about an hour ago. We're actually best friends. Me and my ex-husband. We're super close. And you know, it'd be interesting to see his perspective because you know to the viewers because he definitely has his own perspective of what our relationship did for our marriage. So.
But see, I look at it like I helped him. You know, all those times when it's like I was. You know what I mean? I was lifting up the pieces when he wasn't there to do it. So he should be staying positive.
Well, that's how I feel about Mike though, too.
Yeah.
You know, I stopped her from blowing up on Mike a lot.
No.
So, you know, I helped their marriage too. You should
call you like him.
Yeah, but you riled me too.
He's a crowd favorite, isn't he? I would think.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Have you guys always had this dynamic where Jess, you're a little bit more, I don't know, independent and like outspoken and like has that been that way since childhood or has your dynamic shifted at all
as you've grown up? I think I've always been this way. I don't have a filter and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean for television it's fucking fantastic, so I think you're what's
your question? I want her to center my world. I want to be like Patrice and Patris. I want you involved and you know I would love to be like Patricia and Patrix.
Yeah, if but we can
nice, but I am nice. Be. Oh my, but see, that's not.
But John needs to be more like Ron.
Yeah, John's not a Ron. John would be willing to be more like Ron. I think that it's like what happened first, right? The chicken or the egg. It's like I feel like Jessica, you didn't make it an you easy situation for quickly. John. Okay, and John,
right. John had to put boundaries up right away.
No.
Because he felt so
what's hungry. Your Orlando is the question.
Yeah, where's your Orlando? Yeah. So
John, I don't think John could hack us our real closeness. I think that's why you have backed out because subconsciously you know that.
I don't agree.
Okay, well then let's start doing the real deal and see if John can hack it. Let's do it. I'm gonna come over there today. I'm gonna lay there. I'm gonna hang out all day, and you know what I mean. John can't hack it.
Christina's like,
that's
don't
my
do that.
Prediction.
What's your Jess? What's your issue with John? Like from what we've seen, he does. I mean, yeah, he's young, but like there was.
You guys want me to be back on the block list? I'm trying to not be on the block list, you guys.
Okay.
No, we don't want to we'll upset your.
No, we don't want to upset it.
We love you guys. We want you to be happy together.
What? Who would? You
I would like I said, I would love to go give John a hug. That's what I would like to go do. So maybe that's after this podcast. I think. Can I go over there and give him a hug?
Yes.
Does he even like me? Yes, John loves you.
Not to bring up his age, but do you think if John was older, he would have a different point of view on this dynamic? I mean, he's mature. I guess it doesn't matter.
According to everybody, he's the most mature one in the room.
I did think the fight between you guys in the kitchen, like he probably should have just backed away because like you know, it's like at a certain point you can't really engage. You just got to like, and he got really into it with you, which I thought was interesting. Like he probably should have just walked away. I don't know. Does he regret that, Christina, at all? Or
he does not regret that. He's the type of person that is kind of similar to Jessica. Maybe that's why they butt heads where he's like, hey, if you're going to come at me with your truth, here's my truth, you know? Yeah. So
absolutely. Well, okay. Weirdest. We'll move on from John because nice we don't want to cause conflict. We want you guys to be best friends forever. What's the weirdest?
I want to be the cause of it. That's
what
for sure.
What the general public? Because obviously your guys' definition of odd behavior is different from the general public. What's the weirdest thing you guys have done together?
Oh gosh, we think it's all normal. I mean, I checked your cervix. I checked your cervix, you and she's pregnant with Preston.
Wow, there you
we got
go.
On YouTube. We got on Google and we did the.
Well, and what was she at?
And she literally, I said, she's at 3 centimeters. And I went to the doctor the next day and I was at 3 centimeters.
Wow.
Don't worry. She was wearing gloves. She was wearing gloves, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, you know,
we were going to, she was my doctor for the day. I was like, I need to know what's going on. I need to know what's going on. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But is that weird?
It's a little,
I don't know. Now that you'd explain it, it doesn't, I mean,
oh God,
it's
here we
odd,
go.
But it's not. I don't know. I'd rather check someone's cervix than smell their period blood, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And that actually works, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because a lot of times we're not, like, when we were hanging out, we're not in sync, and then it throws my hormones off.
Yeah.
And I get real cranky and crabby, and vice versa. And so it's my comfort. It's like a security to me. I know that I can go get my ping-pong snaps, and I throw my period.
Wow.
Oh, trust me, I've gotten many phone calls. This is like, you need to get here now. I'm crabby. I need to start my period. It works. It works. It's basic.
Wait, are you always first, Christina? Are you always the first one?
I feel like I have been first. Yeah. There's been a couple times though where I'm like, well, because you're like having like regular sex, so it helps. You know, me, I'm just like.
Did you get it first when you were kids, like the very first one?
Oh yeah. Who got their period first?
I got my period when I was 10 years old.
10.
Wow. God. Wow.
How old were you?
I had it for like 2 years before she did. Yeah. I think I was a couple years older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Who do you guys consider the most extreme set of sisters on the show? Like, who is there anybody where you're like, wow, this is bizarre, or does everybody seem like normal to you?
Normal. They all seem normal to us. Like, it's so great. Like, we all get along so well because to us, we finally have people in our lives that relate to us.
Yeah.
It's like a sisterhood as a group at this point.
I honestly have never watched the show and thought, oh, that's odd. I've always watched it and go, oh, that's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you guys said, you mentioned like you both feel like independent people, like Anna and Lucy, like they feel like they're one person. And so you guys get that, like that seems like something that isn't that out of line to you?
Honestly, I get it. I really do. I think that if Jessica was nicer to me, I'd probably want to be like Anna and Lucy. Can you imagine if we were conjoined? Oh my God. Would you block
you guys at least can have some freedom in life. To them, it almost seems like a burden that they have to count
everything,
how many carrots were sliced.
Yeah,
right. And
yeah.
I love that they own it. I love that they are.
Oh, it's great to
are.
Watch. Yeah.
It's so, I love Anna and Lucy.
And that's for them. That's, I almost, you know, wonder if they're twin spirits, twin flames, where they've chosen this path. They've come down to earth to say, let's live as one and just have, because we have parallel lives and they obviously do too. So we can relate to what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't plan our parallel lives where they have a little bit more of a control over it because they want that for themselves. Yeah. I personally would love to dress alike every day. I try to get her to do that and she won't do it.
I feel like you guys look in the same like vibe though when you go places, like it looks similar, like you kind of aren't.
Yeah, we get a lot. We get, are you guys twins? Do you guys twins? Yeah, we get that. We like the same kind of clothes. I mean, honestly, half of my clothes are probably here at her house. Like we just share each other like our clothes.
Yeah, and shoes.
Have you guys ever been to like a twin festival, like that they met their quaternary twin situation?
No, but I want to go. That's like a dream.
To go for years.
We want to meet the Sailor twins there. We've already talked about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever met twin brothers that you had gone on a date with or anything like that? Or
no.
Has anybody reached out from the show?
Oh, no.
You haven't got any weird DMs from twins that are like, hey, nothing?
No. Wow. But hey, any twins out there, they want to DM me.
You met a lot of perverted guys that reach out to you with the whole twin dream thing?
None.
Wow.
Only
throughout
love and
your whole life. Wow.
Oh, it's been amazing.
Your whole life though, like just some perverted guys that.
No, but the football team in high school was like, ooh, you know, they had a bet, like, you know, like, oh, I can date both of them, or have both, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's about the. But we
have a different taste in men. We always had a different taste in men. Thank God.
That's good. That keeps
honestly,
it safe.
We couldn't be like Anna and Lucy. We would never agree on a partner.
If I had to marry John.
So John does seem similar to Jess, your ex, though. I don't. They seem like they're kind of similar. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe he's a little more free. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
from an outside perspective, I don't know him. You know,
I think they're different. I think they're very different.
Mm-hmm. And
we hope so you get back with him.
Do you guys have like you have a lot of twin friends. So Justine's a twin, but her twin is
brother.
A boy.
Yeah.
A oh,
twin
cool.
Brother. So do you see a difference between twins of the same sex and twins that are not like that aren't identical? Like, do you see a difference in the bond? Do you have friends like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see the difference, but not that there can be a difference. I think that you can be just as close with your brother, but yeah, I think there's a difference. You know, when you share,
about identical,
it's a twin.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're technically just siblings just in the same womb.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You guys split the egg. It's so,
DNA. I mean, I wonder on a spiritual level if it's like we're sharing a component of like the same.
I mean, yeah, we have the same. I mean, we got the thing every, and like, even like our illness, it was a DNA based, obviously illness. We got at the same time. Like that is just bizarre, you know?
Yeah. It's wild.
It's have experiencing you had, everything with somebody.
Yeah. Have you had visions that include your children? Like, have you had any visions about your kids' lives?
I haven't yet.
No.
You want to know something? People think that we're getting a lot on Twitter and stuff. If they're psychic, why aren't they winning the lottery? Knowing the lottery numbers. That's not how it works. Like, it's not, if I knew my whole life, am I living a journey? Like, no, life is about a journey and experiencing and growing and evolving. It's not like that. I don't know. I mean, I can use my intuition to guide me in certain parts of my life, but I don't know A, B, C, and D. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You don't know your own life.
Yeah. So you don't see like sequence of events. Things just kind of come to you that are like, okay, fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And your mom was psychic.
Mm-hmm. Very. She was very good. She was awesome. But she was
kind of your first memory of what she told you. And you were like, oh, wow, my mom's different.
A good question.
I don't even know if it's what she told us, it's what she was doing
and what she would
you know what I mean? How she would make it so like she would make that world so open to us. And she allowed us the freedom to feel our intuition and not be afraid of it, because when I did start getting the visions, I did go to my mom and she was so open about it and she helped me understand it. So that to me that was like such a blessing.
It was more she just brought us into that world. But we didn't like the world at first. We were just, because I think my mom kind of, she's just like, she was way out there, you know, where you're like, whoa, okay, mom, we're not in the fifth dimension. You know, she's like, we're in different dimensions right now. And I'm like, okay, let's take it down a notch. Let's take it down.
She was so young. I'm sorry that she passed away at such a young age. That's really hard.
Yeah. She, you know, she smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her diet lung cancer?
Her diet was a Pepsi, you know? And so it's not. She wasn't healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So we're firm believers on making sure you put the right vibrations into your body.
Yeah.
So and not only that, but and have the right vibrations outside of your body, the right people, the right vibes, and inside stress is a killer, bad foods, you know what I mean? All these things. So it's really about your mind, body, and spirit, like keeping all three of those healthy. Yeah. Absolutely.
To live the best life. Really.
Definitely. Oh yeah. The cookbook. We got to ask you about the cookbook. Tell us about how that came together.
When we had our illness, we started doing that. We started putting, you know, we started researching and realizing that you can change cellular dimensions of water, of rice, you know what I mean?
Of your food that you thought.
Your vibrations can change the dynamic of all those things. And we started to do that. And we started Reiki charging our food basically and putting healing energy into it. And that's how we started feeling better. Because food has hurts in it. There is vibrations in your food, and you know, processed food, sugars, meats, things like that are not healthy vibrations. And fruits, vegetables, herbs, they're
look
all
at your skin. My God,
you guys
look flawless.
Great. Can we ask you? You don't have to tell us. How old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
47, almost 38.
Yeah, we'll be 38.
Oh, you look great.
It's unbelievable.
You look 25.
Yeah.
Thank you. Guys are so sweet.
So we gotta follow what they're doing.
Probably our diet and our Reiki charging our food. I'm serious. And you know what? Honestly, happy thoughts. Mm-hmm. Tell yourself you're beautiful every day. Mm-hmm. So many, I mean, we're in a world right now where it's like we're, as women, we compare ourselves to all these beautiful women and then we just speak so low of ourselves. And I want women to start, you know, just be really kind to yourself. I think that's important too. You know, when you look in the mirror, don't say, oh my gosh, this is out of place. Yeah, say, wow, I am gorgeous. My mirror actually says, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am resilient. I am abundant. I am glowing. So every day when I look in the mirror, I see those and remind myself, yes, Jessica, like you are those things.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah. Affirmation.
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about each other?
I love when you're funny, man. When you get on a roll, it's just
I miss that. Like, maybe we get.
I love that about you. Yeah. You are my favorite. Like, she is the giant. She's a giant favorite of everything, even the bad. Even you know what I mean. Like all the things that are hard for us too. Those are my favorites as well, because it teaches us how to grow and learn and communicate right. And you know what I'm saying? So you are just a giant favorite. Is that weird?
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. How about you, Christina?
I would say all that too. Like, she's hilarious and I love that. And you know, as much as it's frustrating sometimes when she's so blunt and real with me, there's some, like, I love that too. There's so much power in that. Yeah. But you know, another weird thing is I definitely love her cooking. Like, I know that's kind of weird and random, but I love, like, coming over when she cooks me food.
Really?
Oh, I love it. I love that.
What do you like? What?
I don't anything. It's always something different. Maybe. She never cooks the same stuff. It's always like, hey, we're having roasted cauliflower and some, you know, pod thai.
She's got to cook for John. Maybe that's the way to John's heart.
Jess, maybe you got to start cooking. Invite them over for a meal.
Sorry, I just have a couple more questions. I know.
Food. Yeah, she'll put bad vibes in this food.
Break up.
Don't do that.
I would never do that. You guys are like changing my life right now by making me, you know, like, you're kind of like an animal. And one more favorite that I have of her, this girl can take some mom pics. I don't know what it is about her angles. She can make me, she just takes such good pictures.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Is there anything about, like, do you feel like your portrayal on the show is accurate? Because from talking to you, it does seem like that. But is there anything that you felt like was not a clear portrayal of your relationship, or anything you want to clear up about your portrayal on the show?
I think TLC's great at portraying and showing our world, in all aspects. So I am absolutely, you know, of course I want to say, oh, no, that's not me. No, that's me. And I own it. I love watching the show. Like I said, that's why we had this kind of recent falling out, because it's so real and it brought back so many memories that we had to relive. So it's like, oh, here we go. Round two, girl.
It's
definitely, they came in and
they got the show.
How did they find you?
How'd they find you for the show?
Scouted. But we can't really say much about it, but
Instagram. And when you have a tarot card reading, do you feel like it is better in person, or you can have the same feeling reading over Zoom or over the phone? Or
our clients are all over the phone, over Zoom. I chat because maybe they're like, they want to keep it quiet. Maybe the boyfriend's in the room, but they just need some guidance real quick. And I can connect even over a chat.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what do you, and not to like talk through your process, but what are you pulling on with someone that you can like read their energy? Like, how does that work?
It's the weirdest thing, and we take on their energy. So a lot of times it's like, you know, you just feel it and you're like, okay, and it's so great, because like all the fans that have gotten reading so far, like they have been messaging me. I've already got like people messaging me going, oh, by the way, you told me this and told me that, it already came true, and you've been so inspirational in my life. And I feel like we're sent like to guide, to give people what their spirit may need to hear at that time. Like, hey, you may not even be asking about this, but like, obviously you need to be guided or hear something that spirit wants you to hear.
And so, also, I want to say that Moni on the show,
she got her ring. Yeah. And we're invited to their wedding. Mm-hmm. It's in August.
Love it.
Now, wait, go ahead.
Are you getting any vibes from us? Is there any sense of anything you're getting from us?
Oh, God.
The way it works, though, when you give a reading, is like, our clients ask us a question. It's not like, hey, what do you see? It's like,
what do you feeling?
Want me to find for you? What do you want me to hear, you know, and get messages for you, you know?
Okay, that was part of my question. I had a reading, but I was so scared that they were going to say, you're dead within a year. You know, do you ever, so that's not really part of it. That never comes through, like, oh, something bad is going to happen to you.
That's our question.
No. I will be honest. I have had some clients that I knew. Yeah, that was right.
Yeah.
So, when they were sick. You know what I do? When I go fly, you want to know how I make myself feel safe on a flight? Yeah. I go and I look at somebody and I go, okay, do I see their future? Yep. Okay.
They're not dying.
I kind of think that way too. Like, they're not going down at this. At their time.
I'm like, okay, I don't see their death today, so we're good. I do on every flight.
That is great.
Did you learn to read from your mom or on your own?
We kind of learn on our own. Like, she never really set us down and said, here's how you read them. Yeah.
Okay. And were you guys the only kids in your family? Like, you're only the twins, or you have siblings?
We have a younger brother.
And what's that relationship like? Like, does he
a normal, healthy one? that's normal. Mm-hmm. I would love to get him talking. Oh gosh,
I bet he has him on the show. Yeah. Does he look like you too?
Yeah. I think he does. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have different dads, same mom, different dads. But yeah, I think we definitely look a lot alike. Yeah.
Wow, fascinating. I bet he has some stories to tell. Okay, last couple questions for you. What is your favorite and least favorite thing about being on television?
I would say my favorite thing is all the love and support you feel from fans, just mm-hmm. getting their messages. And I have received messages where women are like, I want to be intuitive. I'm learning how to tap into my own intuition. You've made me feel comfortable to do that now. Just some, even something as simple as changing someone's life on that small of a level to me is so like rewarding.
Yeah.
Same here, because, you know, I've read a couple messages where someone said, I'm really depressed and watching Extreme Sisters made me laugh, you know, and that to me is like the ultimate, my favorite part. Or, you know, this one girl, one of my fans, she got into an accident and she's been in the hospital for 4 years, paraplegic. Mm. And she goes, watching your show and seeing your, you and your sister's dynamic makes me smile. And that to me is life. It's like so humbling. And so yeah. It makes me feel, just talking about it just makes me feel grateful. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Oh,
that's
I love
so
it.
Beautiful.
And last question would be, would you do the show again? Do you hope to continue?
Yes. Free, please bring the cameras back, because there's a lot to see.
You guys are still, you're still at it. So
we got so much more of this story to tell.
Yeah, is it easy to get used to the cameramen? Did the cameramen, yeah, when you were smelling the periods, so did they laugh at all? Or they, not that it's funny, but how do you ignore them and just act natural? Great, just, yeah, get used question. To it.
You don't even notice they're there. And yeah, I had to wand the crew a lot. Okay. And I had to apologize. I'm so sorry that you had to be in that space.
Do you cook them your food?
No, they get catered. We all get spoiled in the crew.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, it was awesome. it was so fun talking to you guys. I love that our podcast brought you together. I hope that you find some balance in your relationship and we
go have fun today.
We get to see more of you. And Jess, you go give John a big hug. And
John better stay in line or we're going to come have a talking to with him.
thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see
you. We love you guys. We really wish you the best. You're so fun to watch.
Great
energy.
Yeah, you guys' podcast is amazing. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
I can't believe you've been listening, but we love it.
Roast me good.
we'll keep talking about you, but now that we know you, we can't be mean because you're a fan.
No. I'm telling you now, please be, just say whatever. I love it.
Okay, good. We will. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks
so much. All right, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.